The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I haven't even gotten into the political correct brainwashing news. It's a tsunami now. This is directed. This is planetary. This is planned. But let me just hit some of these headlines, and then I'm going to come back, and then at the start of the next segment, I will air the Donald Trump video that is so powerful. Donald Trump has issued a video that is an emergency warning. And obviously, I say that to catch people's attention to make it go viral. And it's true. He did do it in the video. He did do the parable of the snake that already went viral. We've taken it and squared it. We've taken it to the next level. Donald Trump releases video, an emergency warning to the American people. And we've changed the headline, the subheadline. If you guys hit a question mark or refresh, I can give them the new headline. But Kit Daniels just had another story go up on InfoWars.com. ESPN facing backlash after firing Schilling over anti-PC views. The network's decision to terminate Schilling backfiring. They don't care if you're mad, though, because they want you to know we will not tolerate anybody who doesn't say that your children belong to the state and who doesn't use the language we want and who doesn't submit. As I mentioned earlier, in England, they're going on TV and saying, look, using proper English is racist. They want language to disintegrate so only the ruling class uses it. Remember the founder of Apple, the creator of the iPad? He said, I won't let my son or daughter have an iPad. I don't want brain damaged idiots. That's for your kids. So we're going to get into that. But look, report, authorities buying more riot control gear over fear of civil unrest sweeping America. Will you guys put me the thing about Chicago and the elites going into bunkers, too? I want to tie this together. But getting back into political correctness, The Guardian, correcting people's bad grammar is racist. Then we have the video of them saying that. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article up on InfoWars.com. Here's another one. As we mentioned, ESPN fires Schilling for conservative views. We're going to be breaking that down coming up at the start of the next segment. And then this. CBC won't name Lethbridge swimming pool sex assault suspect because he's a Muslim migrant. Whether it's Sweden or Germany or Canada, you name it. When it's a Muslim or a migrant, they will not say they're an illegal alien. They will not say they're a Muslim. And then they have feminist groups go out and say, it's white German males. That was on TV. Then they have the Green Party come and apologize for German men raping women. And people go, man, that is sick. It's psych warfare to overthrow reality. It's like saying you never voted in primaries. There were never elections. The people have spoken. The grassroots uprising has happened. I'm Ted Cruz. You're like, canceling votes is not the grassroots. Yes, it is. Campus pro-abortion display, baby-shaped cookies with heads broken off. See, they tell you to adopt whatever language they want. But then the PC crowd, they're allowed to use the N-word and the F-word, and they're allowed to say, quote, my vagina is too pretty to let a fetus crawl out. And I hate to use terms like, but this is what they do at the campus, and then everybody, they raise money off of little pieces of body parts that they made off what they saw in the pro-life videos. And, of course, the pro-lifers that got the video are being arrested and rounded up and, you know, imprisoned. Everything's so loving, so everything's so trendy. And then they celebrate. I've seen the women wearing these shirts about, I don't want an ugly baby. I killed mine. Remember we have video going, I kill my kids. You're like, wow, that's right. The planet will soon be ours. Our forces will kill everybody. Yeah, and you're like, whoa. The planet will soon be ours. And you're like, whoa. Man, is this like space aliens or something? I mean, interdimensional? Or are they just mentally ill? I mean, we're not ill. The planet's ours. Yeah, kill the children. Yeah, we're not ill. We decide the language you use. Your children are ours. Yeah, kill them. Yeah, space and ours. Yeah.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 5 minutes, masses of news has broken. If you're a radio listener, you go to drudgereport.com and see it for yourself. We'll put it up on screen for TV viewers. So much traffic that Drudge actually crashed the TMZ website, the sites he linked to. Prince dead. We have a siren right there. And when you try to go to it, it's a 503 service unavailable, brought down that website. So we're just going to take the screenshot and get it up on Infowars.com for folks. But for TV viewers and radio listeners, I can now read you the article. Again, broke first there and then Drudge linked to it, so it's down. The artist known as Prince has died, TMZ has learned. He was 57. It's pretty hard to crash TMZ. Prince's body was discovered at his Paisley Park compound in Minnesota early this morning. Multiple sources connected to the singer confirmed he has passed. I just asked the question, was it drugs when she was found in a bathtub with Whitney Houston? Everybody said I was so evil and so horrible. With this, I'm not saying it's that. I'm saying, is it one of these weaponized flus? The singer, full name Prince Rogers Nelson, had a medical emergency on April 15th that forced his private jet to make an emergency landing in Illinois. But he appeared at a concert the next day to assure his fans he was okay. Yeah, that was a mistake. His people told TMZ he was battling the flu. Prior to his most recent appearance, however, Prince had canceled two shows due to health concerns. Prince became an international superstar in 82 after his breakthrough album, 1999. So we lost Merle Haggard 2 weeks ago, and listeners said, is it all the geoengineering spring, the aluminum dioxide? They admit it's going on, but it's secretive with the record numbers of people having respiratory problems. And then I didn't even know that Merle Haggard had made a song about chemtrails. We actually played it. And because we're already talking about what they call the chemtrail cough around the country, that even doctors are testing the soil and stuff and finding, you know, all this aluminum. And then I realized Prince went on everything from Arsenio Hall back when he was still on to like late night, you name it, talking about geoengineering and chemtrailing. So we're going to put an article out here, Kit Daniels is doing, and asking, you know, was Prince killed by the chemtrails he spoke out against? Like Merle Haggard spoke out against. I mean, the point is, they thought people were being sprayed in a second, and they're dead. And all I'm saying is, we can obviously use the sad death for some good, get people to look into what Prince believed. Very, very reclusive individual. I like a lot of his music. I was a great artist. Boy, I tell you, I've known a lot of girlfriends that were just huge fans. So that is just some of the news on that front. Other breaking news that we're going to be getting into, there is just so much of it. And we're going to Larry Nichols here in just a moment. We have some new Paul Watson articles that I'm going to be getting into and breaking down that are just too incredible, and I can't air them here. There's a new Mark Dice video where they want to ban cash, the trendies do, and there's another one. Social justice warrior tells ex-Soviet citizen he should be thrown in a labor camp for being racist. I believe in the dictatorship of the proletariat. So the communists are here, and folks that ran away from them are freaking out. That video that is so over the top, we can't play it because it's so vile and there's so much cussing. It is an overload of information right now. Now, we've only gotten to the bottom of the hour, but I'm going to have him pop in weekly, and he's battling cancer himself. Folks really need to pray for and support Larry Nichols. He's the guy that helped get Clinton impeached at the House level. That is indicted. Didn't get him convicted in the Senate. He's the guy behind the Clinton Chronicles and so much more. I mean, the original main, you know, mother load of exposing the Clintons. And he knows how they operate because he used to basically run their campaigns. Former Green Beret, you know, obviously brought in by the establishment to run their domestic operations. And that's why he knew the Clintons, but he wouldn't commit all these crimes, so he got out of it. Now, we don't have a lot of time today, so I'm going to go right to him because this is what he's been hammering the last few months, and now we're seeing it in the news. DrudgeReport.com, linked to this last night, was the top story. It's on Infowars.com right now. I had it moved back to the top. Report, authorities buying more riot control gear over fear of civil unrest sweeping America. Concerns about Ferguson-style disorder continue to build. I'm going to get more into this. This is the Snadler research. You've got Lloyd's of London saying they believe this is imminent, basically. Other top research and crisis firms, they say we're in the worst position ever, basically. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Remember that last week? Infowars.com. We've got the other reports of the billionaires buying armored redoubts and leaving to New Zealand, which we told you 8 years ago. Now that's confirmed that, you know, that people like James Cameron left over the economic concern. Sure, they open up shop when they're overseas and still make movies, but people are getting out of Dodge. And I've had that from high level Congress, Senate, billionaires, I mean, famous people, top Hollywood, top producers. And so the truth is, they all know that what we're talking about is accurate and real. They just don't know when it's coming. Next week, 2 years from now, it's a time bomb's all we know. Just like the big one to hit L.A. We know it's years overdue. Will it be this month or 10 years from now? We don't know, but it's coming. It's like death's coming. But let's say you're an 89-year-old man who's had 14 heart attacks, 20 splints or whatever, and you're going to try to go climb a 5,000-foot mountain, there's a good chance you're going to blow your aorta sky high. And I'd say our economy is just like that right now. An 89-year-old man who's had 14 heart attacks, the heart is rotten, and they've got us on an elliptical at full speed. Now, I don't know when he's going to have a stroke or when he's going to have a heart attack or what's going to happen. But we're on top a ticking time bomb. I don't know because I can't see because we're sitting on it. It's down there. I can't see where that egg timer is, but all I hear is that's what I'm telling you. And the elites are running to the hills. Now, some say, oh, you do all this, this will actually destroy confidence and bring it on. They set this up to do this and get total power out of the collapse. I'm trying to get people warned and ready. And personally, I've been getting more storable food and medical supplies. And I buy my own product. InfoWars Select is best out there. That's what I'd super high quality for a very low price. InfoWars Select, InfoWarsSelect.com, InfoWarsStore.com. I didn't mean to go into a plug, but I'm like, why aren't I plugging food? I'm the one selling it. I personally am hoarding it. I'm buying a bunch for the office. I've got gas generators put in and all sorts of other stuff, putting solar panels in, everything else, putting wells in. I mean, folks, this is real. Now, I hope we have a miracle and we land this plane that's got both engines out and is on fire with psycho hijackers running around with, you know, belly bombs. But that's the allegory. That's the analogy. Larry Nichols, thank you so much for joining us for these two short segments. This is what you've been harping on. You say it's imminent from your sources and more. Nobody's really talked about it, but it was in the news a few weeks ago, the secret meeting of Yellen and the Treasury head, the Federal Reserve head, and Obama. That's not supposed to happen under law. Larry Nichols, what's really going on? And I hope you're wrong that it's imminent in the next few weeks. I mean, we need more time to get folks ready. We need to try to pull out of this. There's so much more to get to.
You know, Alex, let me just say to everybody, you better provision yourself. How do I know it's imminent? Well, first off, you have to understand, Alex, they've got the perfect cover right now with this election. This election, as you know, covers the news from morning till night. Nothing's out there. But there are tons of things going on. This economy is about to collapse. Look, they're not going to have a meeting with Biden, Obama, and the Federal Reserve lady. They're not going to have that meeting. They're not going to talk about what in that meeting? Martial law? Are you kidding me? Listen, it's coming. Is it coming this week? Is it coming next week? I don't know that, but I will tell you this. Every morning, Alex, every morning I wake up and I turn on the television and I turn it on to see, has it happened yet? Has it triggered? Has it started? It's coming, folks. Anybody that has eyes should be able to see. There is a collapse of the financial structure. Then they go around. The FDIC announces. The FDIC announces that two of the five major banks cannot cover the insurance fund. You think you've got $100,000 in the bank, and it's covered because it's an FDIC-insured bank. Let me tell you, you'll be lucky when this thing happens. I didn't mean to say if. When this thing happens, you'll be lucky to get 2 cents on a dollar. Why? Because they don't have the money in reserve to cover the insurance policy. They're out there talking about this stuff. When you see Lords of London raising their insurance rates, you know, I was talking to one of their people last week. There are 25 miles of ships, of tankers, super tankers, just stopped out in the ocean. Why? Because there's no place to send the oil. Well, they're sitting there wanting to know from me, what do you think? I said, well, guys, I'd get my anti-pirate group ready because you're going to start seeing pirates sitting out there taking those ships over. Alex, it's coming. Can't you see it? And don't you see the purpose of using this election as the perfect cover grid?
No, I get it. Yeah. You said this a year ago. They'll cover the economic collapse under a race war blaming Trump. Classic
That's
communist
right.
tactic.
And you know, I saw this morning, Alex, I saw Rince Priebus, and they were trying to get out of him. Is there a white knight candidate going to get the nomination, you know, when they go to convention? He spent 5 minutes trying to enter it without answering it. Folks, I promise you, you know why they won't let Donald Trump be president? Is because if Donald Trump gets to be president, there is a chance. There's a chance he can mess this system up that they've got planned.
And he's also said he's going to start trying to arrest these people behind it. He wants to save the country.
That's right.
It's not that he's perfect. He just doesn't want to kill the golden goose.
That's right. Look, Donald Trump, I'm not, and you're not, I know you're not, and I'm not trying to say Donald Trump is a panacea for the world's problems. I'm not saying
No,
that
they're
at
scared
all.
Of him because he's a nationalist and isn't in on the plan to bring the country down. But,
that's exactly
but I've been told
right.
by high-level folks, I'm as high as they get to Donald Trump, I'll put it to you that way, he knows about the New World Order, he doesn't like it, and he believes, he almost didn't run, and this came out after I was told about it, I'm saying it was confirmed, Politico, see, for like a month, he went to Scotland, and almost didn't do it, but he said, I just can't watch him destroy the country. And he does have a big ego. He thinks he can save us. And, you know, the question is, are we smart enough to realize they're throwing everything they've got against him because they've been tapping his phones, they know he knows what's going on, and they are absolutely scared to death of him. But listen, here's what I'm saying, Larry. Some of the intel I've got is, and I want to know if you were specifically told by insiders or you're looking at this and can see it happening, because I know you have a lot of sources, that they want to plunge it once Trump gets in and have it be race riots around that time. Are you saying they may pull it beforehand because they can't control it? Because once they set something like this in motion, obviously they don't fully control it once the cow gets out of the barn.
There are two dynamics going. Number one, Obama and his guys are getting all ready because they see when they yank, if they go to convention in Cleveland, Trump wins a majority of the vote, and they pull the nomination away from him, Obama's people see a wonderful opportunity to step in when the riots and the fits are thrown. There won't have to be much, but if there's any kind of throw up and fit and blowback from that, he's set ready to bring in the FEMA provisional government. In other words, he'll say, look, there's no reason to have an election due to the instability with all.
And by the way, the Pentagon and the police admit they've been given orders to get ready. There's massive gear up.
That's, right.
That's in the news. Drudge linked our story. You can go to our Twitter or Paul's Twitter and see it yesterday. Top story. I mean, this is really going on.
This is actually going on. So now you've got Obama. He's set ready to take this. Now, folks, I'm not kidding you. They're not going to give Trump. They're not going to give Trump that nomination. Now, there's something we can do. We'll talk about it when we can. Then you've got on the other side, you've got the Republican Party establishment. They want to be, Alex, as crazy as this sounds, they want to be in charge when this thing collapses. Why? Because when a provisional government is activated, they are the elite central leadership.
You said this a year ago when you first started coming back on the show. You said that they're getting it ready, and you were there when the Clintons were licking their lips even back then.
That's right. That it's coming, and everything's moving to this crescendo. Do I believe they're going to wait until Trump gets it and then do it? No, I don't. This is going to happen before Trump gets it. Look, I don't even know now, Alex, if they can stop it. The economy is in such bad shape, that all they're able to do now, Alex, is to spread us out on looking at other things and not looking at the essentials to this economy.
Well, yeah, that's what's scary is they're just buying time and diverting while the elites themselves run and buy farmhouses and dig bunkers. I mean, that's crazy. I've never seen such a movement by the billionaires, by the ruling class. And I guess they think they'll just wait out the collapse and then come out on top.
And isn't it crazy, Alex, that you're sitting here trying to tell your people you really need to get it ready. You need to kind of provision yourself in case this thing falls. And they make it out like you're a nut. When all the time they're doing it, they're doing it. They just don't want you doing it. So, folks, I want to tell you, and I'm not here to promote a thing. That ain't what I do. But you better provision up yourself. You better make plans because this thing is going to fall in.
Police departments are stockpiling giant amounts of foods, emergency goods, weapons, armored vehicles, and they're being told civil war, the last 6-7 years. And now you see them in Obamacare to shut the economy down, and regulations in Europe at 100% taxes in France to shut everything down, and 5 million immigrants, just bedlam, all by design to bring the civilization down.
Then you wonder, why did Obama go to Cuba? Why do we need to open relationships with Cuba? What on earth do we get out of that? Nothing, unless you understand what I knew from back in the days when I was floating around Central America and Nicaragua. Cuba can put on the ground, Alex, in this country in 6 hours. 250,000 troops.
And by the way, people make jokes about this who are ignorant. This is not the badly organized Iraqis. The Soviets trained the Cuban military. They're excellent ground fighters. They've got a lot of high-tech technology. And the point is they were even using them in Syria, yes, folks. And they've used them all over Africa. These are basically what Cuba sells is its troops. They basically have a mercenary force.
I have fought the what's called the Cuban Black Hats. I've literally been fighting them. I have actually fought them. They are a worthy opponent. Now, imagine in 6 hours you can have 250,000 here in this country to do what? To put us into submission. Us into submission. You say, well, we're America. We're not going to be
able to. We're super decadent. They attack all the power plants. They attack the few cities that don't capitulate. That's why they even have the Pentagon training to take over Texas and key cities where they know we're going to put up a defense with legitimate government. They're going to come in here with communist merc forces. And folks, they'll blow all the power plants. They're not going to come fight us right away. They're going to blow the water plants, everything, take over the TV and radio stations, and then tell us, with local English speakers, it'll be run by the UN, submit and we'll turn the power back on. They're going to claim the militias and patriots have blown up the power plants. Guaranteed.
Yeah, now ask yourself this about Flint, Michigan. Is Flint, Michigan this great fiasco of how they got the water system all screwed up? Or what if that was a pilot project to find out, see if they could take a community to its knees by polluting the water system? Look, y'all, do yourself a favor. It don't do me no good. Probably not even going to do me any good, but it can help you. You better stock up. And like I say, I'm not here to sell anything. That's your call.
But you can see it with Cleveland and the election and canceling primaries. I mean, this is so incredible. Larry, what do we do to try to stop this? I mean, there's got to, I guess, expose the plan.
Well, number one, there's one thing that I will be announcing next Monday. There's a way to stop them taking this thing from Trump. Our only defense, Alex, and it's crazy, but our only defense is to stop them from taking the nomination from Trump. How do you do it? I'm trying to talk fast, and that ain't my strong suit. The first thing you got to realize, there's not a politician in Washington or in your state. All they care about, Alex, is their job. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about our grandkids. They want to keep their job. John McCain and three or four other establishment, you know, Republican congressmen and senators have announced what? They're not going to the convention. Why? Because they know they're going to steal that nomination from Trump. And they don't want to be at that convention because it'll cause them to lose their race. Monday, on my Facebook page, I'm going to put out a script and I'm going to name four or five congressmen and senators, Alex, and I need people to call these senators and congressmen and read that script.
All right, let's do this. Now, let's get you on for 15, 20 minutes on Monday. If you can do it today, I want to get you back home and Gucciardi host the fourth hour for a full 30 minutes to have plenty of time, recap this, and go over it all. Do you want to come on?
You bet.
Okay.
I got to
let you go.
It's that short of time.
Yes, we're going to break. We'll show your Facebook on screen. Folks that want to support Larry battling cancer as well, go to his PayPal. He's given up everything he's doing to do this, so we need your support. NicholsLive@AOL.com. And we'll talk about that again with him in the fourth hour. He'll be back in 2 hours. You're good in 2 hours, right, Larry?
Yes, sir. I'll be here.
We'll do it in this studio in 2 hours with Anthony Gucciardi. God bless you. Important stuff. Stay with us. Now, I said I'd get to this Donald Trump video. Do we have time to get to this before we go to break? We don't, do we? I've got Roger Stone coming on. You guys don't have your mic open, or you just open it for a moment. Okay, that's fine. Anyways, what this comes down to is all hell is breaking loose, okay? All over the world, not just here domestically. Now, I hope Larry's wrong about the things he's saying, but we're seeing moves and preparations that all point towards something like this. Look on every political front. Things are happening that have never happened before, all over the world. And the globalists are more brazen, more naked, more out of control than they've ever been. And the preparations for total collapse have accelerated. And I'm sitting here realizing that I've gotten somewhat ready, but I told people last week, I said, I want to get a bunch of storable food from InfoWars Select, our own brand. This is a plug, but I mean, it's literal. for enough for basically everybody that works here for a year. I don't know if I have that much money, but it is very affordable. And I said, more medical supplies, more everything, get ready. And I did this years ago because the world is untenable. The world is being set up to collapse. It's Cloward and Piven. It's a June 21. And I keep always pushing it back in time, hoping we're slowing it down, hoping they're not this crazy. The problem is they are. But then my crew gets so busy, they kind of just take it like, oh, he's just taking a bunch of horrible food. It hasn't happened. I understand you not getting ready because I don't either. I'm too busy myself dealing with the doctor's appointments and the bills and the in-laws and the, you know, and the employees and the taxes and the garbage and covering the news and all the rest of it. But we need to get politically active like our lives depend on it to warn people that the globalists are setting us up for a fall, that they're behind it, so they can't come in and act like they're the savior during the crisis. This is a war, an info war, and we need to be prepared and self-sufficient.
The march, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I tell you, 2016 has been a bad year for some amazing artists. Merle Haggard died. Before that, David Jones. That was his real name. No, not my dad, David Bowie. And now Prince has been found dead of a mystery flu at his home. That story crashed the TMZ website. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. Drudge Report yesterday had its top headline. The coveted top drudge headline, authorities buying more riot control gear over fear of civil unrest sweeping America. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. We have stacks of articles, and they're trying to claim, oh, because of Trump. No, it's because of the economy about to implode and the bad trade deals with China. Now, Roger Stone's with us for the rest of the hour. He joins us once a week. Very busy guy, obviously, and helping and working with Donald Trump, his business partner, obviously, pretty much the new campaign head. And you see a lot of really savvy things happening, big wins, obviously, have taken place. He's just been up in New York. I don't know how much inside baseball he can tell you. He always has huge info, but I've been plugging for an hour and a half. This is coming. It's 2 minutes long. It's up on InfoWars.com. Donald Trump releases video, an emergency warning to the American people. And the headline's tongue-in-cheek. I mean, he did do the video. He did do the parable of the snake in the last 6 months a bunch. But we put powerful graphics and video to it. It needs to go viral. This is important because people are really concerned about the open borders. We're going to play this and then go right to Roger Stone, researcher, best-selling author, Trump insider, entrepreneur, you name it, worked in a whole bunch of administrations. And everything he's told us has turned out to be absolutely on target. I've never had a political analyst or pundit be this accurate. I really just, it's amazing getting to know Roger Stone the last year. But let's go to the video. It's only 2 minutes long. It needs to go viral. You put it on your Facebook, Twitter, tweet it at Trump, Drudge, everybody. This is important. Donald Trump releases emergency video. Here it is.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now, you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Ladies and gentlemen,
leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
Ladies and gentlemen, that video needs to go viral. It's on InfoWars.com. We're going to put a longer version out soon with top military folks talking about the fact that this Islamic invasion is economic warfare, cultural warfare, just like Donald Trump said the China deal, the unfair deals, is economic warfare. So this is salvo one on a bunch of pro-Trump, pro-reality videos we're about to be putting out. Roger Stone joins us now. Roger, you're in New York, you're in Florida, you're in California, you're all over the place. Where are you today? I know you were in New York the last few days in those big, important powwows. So let's talk about the new order of the Trump campaign that I know you don't like to brag, but that you've been seminal in working towards. And then we're going to get into moving forward, the big rally that you and others are organizing for the integrity of the popular vote, and so much more.
Well, Alex, I'm actually in Florida today, where the Republican National Committee is meeting in Hollywood, Florida, for 3 days as the run-up to the Republican National Convention. I am very, very excited about the big win in New York. I think it was a manifestation of the new focus of the Trump campaign. But let me be really clear. The changes made to Donald Trump's campaign were made by Donald Trump. He's the big picture man, and I am merely a supporter, as is Paul Manafort, his new convention director, and essentially the guy guiding the campaign towards the magic number of 1,237. This was a big victory in New York, and I think it shows a new technology on the part of the Trump people. I think they very skillfully overlaid Donald Trump's very effective public appearances and rallies with those congressional districts that were most competitive, and they emerged not only with a sweep, but with Tricky Ted Cruz running a really poor and, I would argue, embarrassing third. So it is interesting to me that as we go forward, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, I see these as Trump country. These are places where both public and private polls show Donald Trump with strong leads. And Ted Cruz is now reduced to bragging about South Dakota and Montana. And while those are wonderful states, they're small states in the far west where I frankly think Trump is still competitive. So I don't see Ted Cruz being competitive in any of the states moving forward. California, of course, is the big enchilada. Now, in all honesty, I can tell you as someone who's experienced in 9 Republican presidential campaigns, California is too big to organize on a grassroots basis. I love grassroots activity. I'm obviously for it, but I view it as gravy. This is the ultimate media state, and it's a state where celebrity has great importance. Donald Trump is, of course, the ultimate celebrity. He has a star quality that no other candidate can match. His campaigning, as I think you have seen, Alex, has become more focused and more effective in just days since a leadership change in his campaign. So I am more bullish than ever before that he will get 1,237 votes on the first ballot. And before I stop and let you ask a question, let me say I'm also more bullish that we can shed enough light on the corrupted system to stop the steal that the party regulars have in mind in the event that Donald Trump does get 1,237 delegates.
Now, Roger Stone again joining us via video Skype from Florida, crisscrossing the country. He's been up
crying,
there.
But I'm dealing with a iPad.
Sure, we're working on some of his Skype real quick. So taking care of that, we're going to go right back to him here in just a moment. Now going back to Roger Stone, Roger, let me ask you this question. Obviously, you want to talk about Donald Trump, you want to talk about winning, you want to talk about the campaign, but so much of it is about the campaign, and people want to know now that there has been a lot of leadership change. You know, you're a team player. But just let us know why that leadership is so good, your business partner and others basically more and more heading up the campaign. What is the real structure of the campaign? I mean, isn't it just Trump and then he has a group of advisors he talks to and whoever really is the head is the person that he actually listens to the most? Because I am seeing a lot more sophistication come in. That's question number one, Roger. Then number two, and this is obviously even more important, is the Republican Party really warming to him, or do they realize that it's backfiring on them stealing these primaries, and so they're going to play possum until they get to Cleveland?
Well, let me say a couple things. First of all, unlike these career politicians that we're so used to, Donald Trump runs Donald Trump's campaign. He's his own strategist, and he decides the pace of the campaign, the message of the campaign, the campaign stops of the campaign, and those of the of us who support him really key off of his leadership. So this idea that he is scripted or programmed or managed or coached is really inaccurate. Now, I do think you've seen a new discipline on the candidate's part as he begins to focus on wrapping up this nomination and then taking on Hillary Clinton. At the same time, and the New York Times noted this on page one, his presentation on primary in New York was very disciplined, where he stayed focused on jobs, trade, and immigration and terrorism as the big four issues that I think ultimately will sweep him to the White House. I think there is a growing recognition within the Republican Party that Trump will be the ultimate nominee. And therefore, you have, I think, some number of those in the establishment beginning to recognize that not only is he the likely nominee, but he's a more than competitive contender against the very flawed candidacy of Hillary Clinton. You may have noticed on Tuesday night when he referred to her as Crooked Hillary. What politician would have the cojones to do that? He's taking her on frontally. He's calling it like it is. He is pointing out to the American people that she is desperately corrupt.
That's right. None of the other candidates will ever take on the Democrats for their corruption. Trump's willing to do it. That's why he's ahead of her in most polls and gaining. That's why so many Democrats are announcing they're switching over to him. So many blacks and others. Because the truth is people are seeing through this more and more. This is amazing. So I want to talk about how they're going to try to stop him, because obviously they're still going to try some dirty tricks. But looking at this and looking at where it's all going, back to the campaign, let me crystallize this then. You're saying Trump is his own man. Everybody knows that. He makes pretty much all the big decisions. He does have advisors to bounce things off of. But now he's got more of a seasoned team that can carry out his wishes and his master plan better. He has a more complete support group to be more disciplined. Is that what you're saying?
Well, and beyond that, he has a newer level of competence. Look, Donald Trump sets the pace in his own campaign. He has from the beginning. And I think it's what the American people are finding refreshing and interesting about his candidacy. The fact that he isn't scripted, that he's not reading off a teleprompter, that he's not operating off of polling or sophisticated focus groups that tell him what he needs to say in order to be popular.
He's operating off his gut, dead reckoning, and his own moral compass.
Yeah, exactly right. But now, when he gives an instruction, he has competent people to carry it out. And I think it was demonstrated in the victory.
So he's the field marshal, but he's got some more competent generals.
That's a fair way to put it. I'm very optimistic, for example, about Pennsylvania. Now, Alex, Pennsylvania has an extremely convoluted delegate selection process. It, in essence, has what amounts to a beauty contest and a delegate contest on the same day. Therefore, people who want to vote for Trump delegates need to know who the Trump delegates are, because it's not clearly indicated on the ballot. That is a massive communications challenge. I do think that there is growing sophistication now on the Trump campaign in Pennsylvania. Jim Schultz, former top assistant to the last Republican governor, David Urban, longtime assistant in the U.S. Senate, two of the most knowledgeable guys in Pennsylvania, people who know the county chairman, people who know the dynamics.
We've got the experts you need. So I've seen Fox and CNN now go to the point of saying, okay, it looks like Trump will probably get the 1236, 1237. So you predicted everything with almost complete accuracy. It's scary, Roger. Usually folks put some spin on things. I mean, you just put it out so dry, so accurate. So inside baseball here, because the troops want to know, what do we have to worry about? How will the empire strike back? I'm looking at some big, huge scandals they bring out right before the week before the convention, and then say, for conscience, the delegates are going against Trump or something like that. What are the dirty tricks we've got to look out for?
Well, you've already seen some of this today in planted stories in Politico, making the case that some of those who are volunteers, by the way, in the reordered Trump campaign have worked as lobbyists, some of them as long ago as 20 and 30 years ago. Extraneous. They don't run Trump. Trump runs them. And Trump is his own man. And he has no fear of taking on the Republican establishment and challenging the Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama orthodoxy when it comes to our fiscal situation, our trade situation, our immigration policy, or our failed interventionist foreign policy. But these attacks, trying to say that some of those now volunteering for the Trump campaign have worked in the past as lobbyists, this is the kind of disinformation that they're trying to use.
Sure, he's trying to end the lobbyist system. He's exposing it, so they claim he's that. They're also going, now his advisors are going to get him to use a teleprompter in policy. This shows he's scripted, but then they have to admit, but he said, no, I'm not going to use a teleprompter. I mean, they are just spinning everything.
Yeah, it's mostly extraneous inside baseball. Let's cut to the bottom line. Alex, I'm going to say it again. There will be no second ballot. Donald Trump will achieve 1,237 votes on the first ballot. It's then, once he has that locked up, but prior to the vote, that we have to look for the big steal. And I've outlined on Breitbart and at Infowars.com exactly how this will work. Either in the Rules Committee or the Credentials Committee, the Cruz, Bush, Romney cabal will attempt to unseat Trump delegates to undermine his majority. And then they will seek to stop those delegates from voting on their own fate before the entire convention when they ratify the big steal. That's why I have been so insistent that it's important that Trump supporters reach their duly elected delegates, particularly their Trump delegates, and ask them to take a voluntary pledge to support Donald Trump on all ballots.
That's a canvassing.
That's cheap. It sheds light on who the rats are. It sheds light on who are the Trojan horses, the Quislings, the hacks who have been inserted into
Trump. Right. We've got to investigate the so-called Trump delegates because we know they're infiltrating their people, and the media acts like that's evil for us to engage in First Amendment activities. That's our civic duty.
Well, and they try falsely to imply that we've advocated violence against these people. What we've advocated is outing them, exposing them as betraying the Democratic
Party. Stay there, Roger Stone. We're coming right back to talk about Ted Cruz. I want to get into that. And also want to talk about the rally coming up to defend free speech. It's amazing, folks, what's happening. This is an incredible time to be alive. Roger Stone of StoneZone.com is our guest.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Gentlemen, I am cutting out the intro music and going right to Roger Stone. We've only got him for 5 minutes the next hour. And the stuff he tells me off air is just incredible. It always comes true. I mean, it's amazing. I cannot tell you how important this guy is right now in this election and the integrity he has. Banned on a whole bunch of TV networks, CNN, MSNBC. And he was talking about how he has great Skype, except when he does interviews with me and some other big shows. And I said, listen, we've had him breaking our computers, all of it. And he goes, oh, yeah, my wife just... She came in and they were remote accessing in her records. He could see the person going into her computer. Folks, this, if you don't think they're doing it to the Trump campaign, you're crazy, and to key advisors. So retell that story to the audience, sir. Let's get into Ted Cruz. Phyllis Schlafly was on yesterday, said no, that Cruz is using her list. They've confirmed that suddenly Cruz has her list. If that's confirmed, that's a felony. I mean, really, Cruz is all the stops are being pulled out. So tell us about your computers, and then let's get into the Cruz situation, sir.
Sure. Look, I understand, Alex, that some on the left are going to say, oh, these conspiracy theorists, they're so paranoid. But the truth is, I have a very heavy-duty IT guy who works with me. There's no question whatsoever that my own computer system and those of others in my family have been penetrated. Fortunately, we've been very careful not to put anything terribly confidential there that could be used. But the establishment will pull out all stops. Folks like David Brock at Media Matters for America, like his mentors, the Clintons, the law means nothing to them. They will use any means necessary to subvert the democratic process. I think we know that based on the long history of crimes by the Clintons and their cronies. So I think we have to assume that all our communications are penetrated. Doesn't matter. We tell the truth. I think Ted Cruz attacking me on the networks by name, and then particularly CNN, not affording me a fair opportunity to respond, that's journalistically unethical. That's journalistic malpractice.
It's the essence of tyranny.
A polite email to Carrie Pritchard, who is the producer for Anderson Cooper, who was the host of two different programs where Ted Cruz falsely accused me on air, I don't even get a polite response. That's the arrogance of the mainstream media, bottom line. CNN is not a news organization. It's a left-wing advocacy group. They do not even bow to the niceties of journalistic ethics. They are prepared to do whatever it takes to subvert the nomination process, to distort the truth, and to try to set the stage for a hijacking of this nomination from Donald Trump.
Cruz is not a happy camper, though. Even Hannity blew up at him and said, stop saying you're winning grassroots landslides. You've been winning canceled elections. I think this blew up in their face spectacularly.
Well, particularly that exchange with Sean Hannity the other night, in which Hannity asked him a perfectly appropriate question, which I think is on the minds of Sean's viewers and listeners, and Cruz blew up at him, proving once again that Tricky Ted does not have the temperament to be president of the United States. This guy is a pathological liar. He lies about me. He lies about the sweetheart secret Wall Street loans from Goldman Sachs that have financed his political ascendancy. He lies about planting a story at CNN that Dr. Ben Carson was getting out of the race hours before the Iowa caucuses, and then contacting a pre-identified list of Carson supporters in Iowa to put
me ask you this as we got a break. We're coming back in 5 more minutes, sir. Roger Stone, our guest, StoneZone.com. Does he have any ideology from your intel, or is he a complete sociopath / Count Dracula psychopath?
Got to be very, very tough to go through life and not be able to fart without the approval of Jeb, Neil, Bush, and Mitt Romney. That's got to be very tough on Ted.
So he's a robot. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com.
Back in 70 seconds. More with Stone.